by 1986, you have an American Psychologist piece where you start to look at multivariate reactions, including sex and handedness to issues that start to figure out.
That was my original work with Stanley Coren. I love Stanley, but he is a character. You know, we had worked on some handedness materials, which turned out to be hugely controversial. Clearly, they're, you know, handedness is not a random variable, and it reflects brain organization. And that handedness was really Stanley's area. I mean, even today, if I get people ask me about handedness, I refer them to Stan.
But as you say, you must have gotten...
Oh, a huge amount, an unbelievable amount of mail. Much of it negative, but not all of it. As he will tell you, it's in virtually all the medical textbooks now. So ultimately, we were replicated many times. Well, my early work on being a gay man and a left-handedness also met with a lot of resistance, but meta-analysis by somebody else many years later supported it. I mean, you never know. You could make mistakes. People make mistakes. But I was glad that those have ultimately held up.
Well, I mean, I think that was it, is you had this willingness to weigh in on highly politicized issues, even when you must have been getting tremendous amount of reaction to it, a lot of it negative, some of it positive.
Yeah, I mean, people don't, there's some ideas people don't like. They don't like a biological underpinning at all to gender differences. Psychology does not like biology. Much more prefers psychosocial kinds of explanations, which are clearly important, but are they 100% important? You know, we do have hormones, we do have genes, we do have, and of course they interact with life experiences, and of course there's overlapping distributions, but that doesn't mean the biology component zero.
Well, and so you kind of would seem to have been faced with this choice to either embrace that there's going to be a reaction and to wait ahead, which seems to be what you have done, or to say, I'll leave that behind and develop my career elsewhere.
Face I guess forward. It was my first edition of Sex Differences in Cognitive Abilities. It seemed clear to me that I would find the differences were small and fragile, that they were not well researched, that they didn't hold up. I didn't find that. And that was a huge shock for me. Typically, people don't read both literatures anyway. If you are a psychosocial person, you do not read Journal of Neurology, Journal of Neuroscience. You just don't. And, you know, you don't have the two worlds talking to each other. Right now, I'm editing a book with my dear colleague, Fanny Chung, from China. And the book is a Cambridge International Handbook on Psychology of Women. We have international teams writing every chapter. One of our first chapters is on brains. I asked someone whom I know very well, who's excellent, Lise Elliott, who is in a medical school in Chicago. And then she asked a Polish author, whose work she had admired, to work with her. And they could not come together. They could not write one chapter. They completely disagreed. So we have two chapters on the brain. And they say very different things. You know, controversies in this area are rampant, and it's not surprising. I mean, even the chapter I wrote with my colleagues, I had to suck it up a bit. Some stuff I wasn't going down well. Yeah. But, you know, you're working with a group, and everyone has their own perspective, and I could live with what we did, although, you know, tweaking words here and there. We have two brain chapters. One of which says that differences are minimal, and one says differences are substantial. We didn't want to tell people what to say, so, you know, that's one of our themes, controversies.
I mean, you had that title in one of your articles, differences are where you look.
Yeah, so, what you see depends on where you look, and that's what data are you looking at. I could give you data that would support either side, so I try to give everybody all the data.
It almost seems like you want to teach that kind of critical thinking that you would teach to your classes to the public.
Exactly.
To say, look, here's the big issue. Try to figure out what this really means and how to interpret it.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
That's certainly in our introduction. Very much we're pulling apart, you know, this says this, this says that. How do you put them together? And how do you weight them? Interesting to see how long, whether there will be a controversy my entire life. I imagine there will.